We're joined in the media center by our preliminary number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Matt Smith, who had a 6.852 at 198.47 miles per hour during Q1. You've got a win and a number one qualifier already on the year. Just how are you feeling at this point in the season?
I'm feeling good. We debuted a new bike, new body, and we were low both sessions. That time I had to get out of throttle a little early down there. That's why speed was down. But we probably should have won 83 that round. But all in all, can't say enough about, you know, Richard Freeman from Elite Performance, Mark Stockseth, Lucas Oil, Denso, everybody that helps me, Greg Butcher. I couldn't do this without them because I don't have a major deal this year. And right now, all these guys are just pitching in a little bit and helping me out. And, it just shows we've got a very talented crew and talented, performance, deal with our deal. And we just need a good sponsor so we can finish the year out.
You said that you had really minimal testing, obviously, with this bike coming in. Were you surprised at all that it performed as well as it did just coming right out of the trailer?
What I've seen out of the other two Lucas Oil bikes this year with that bodywork, they've been fast every race. And I knew we had big power, and the body we were running was at a disadvantage. So I knew when we got it on there, we'd be fine. I just didn't know how good we would be. And that was the first quarter mile pass. So I've only got two quarter mile passes on it now. So it's really fast. I think we can go faster, but we might not do that until start the countdown or Indy.
Yeah, it came out. You set the track record running 198. What are kind of your expectations for the moto? Obviously, we're going to be running a little bit earlier, so the conditions won't be quite as good as they were in this Q2. But obviously, running 198 in Q1 today. I assume that you believe that you can run faster than that.
Yeah, by looking at the data, I think we can go 82, 83, at maybe 199. I don't think we can break 200 here, just because of altitude, but hopefully, we'll be the next one to be able to do it, whenever that time comes, probably Reading, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Having the fastest time and the fastest speed, how much confidence does that give you going into tomorrow and Sunday?
That's good. I think last year if we wasn't number one qualifier, we were right there at it, and we had the quickest speed, last year here. So we went 196 here last year. So pretty excited. We normally run good here at this track. It's kind of where I live. It's kind of the same altitude barometer. So I make a lot of dyno pulls, so I know how to tune for this kind of air. So it's just trying to get a hold of the track.